Hillsborough County will receive $19.1 million through the NSP, and the City of Tampa will receive $13.6 million. Homes that are purchased through the program will be repaired if needed and sold or rented to low-income people. Jack Carlisle is with the County Administrator's Office working for the Affordable Housing Office and said that the county has a formidable task to quickly prepare a plan to submit to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD.
That's been one of the big challenges. There is no other place in the United States that we have to go to, because this is a new program. It is unprecedented, and therefore we've had to pull together a program quickly and consult, obviously, with HUD, and meetings and training that we've experienced with HUD in a prudent and expedient manner.
In addition to meeting with nonprofit housing groups on Thursday, the county met with lenders on Wednesday. Lynette Glass is the Community Improvement Programs Manager with the Hillsborough County Affordable Housing Office. There are three HUD criteria for where the funds must be used, Glass said.
The percentage of foreclosures, we were looking at anything greater than 1.51%. The high cost of subprime loans, we went at above 50%, and then the risk of foreclosure.
Based on those criteria, Hillsborough County will focus their efforts on three target areas: the University of South Florida area, Orient Park in East Tampa, and the Palm River, Claremel, Progress Village area. The county will facilitate several activities in those three areas, Glass said.
Acquisition, rehabilitation, demolition of acquired properties, if there's a house on there that needs to be demolished. Then, of course, the sale of any acquired properties, land banking, and then redevelopment if we do demolish and we retain the ownership and we decide to develop the property. And that development could include commercial development as well.
$4.9 million out of the $19.1 the county will receive must go toward housing for people with the lowest incomes, 50% and below of the area's median income. The remaining funds will be used by the county, Glass said, to purchase about 87 homes.
We have admin dollars that are involved. That drops out about $2 million. That leaves us between $12 and $13 million. If we end up taking a house, being able to get in and out, meaning acquire, appraisals, lead-based paint assessments, environmental review, rehab, the whole thing, and we come out of it at $155,000 per unit, that adds up to 87 units. Now, that didn't include that $4.9 million that is for very low income. Of course, that could be a multifamily property with 40 units. It could be two multifamily properties with 40 units, depending on the acquisition and rehab cost.
Funds from the sale of properties will be recycled back into the program. The draft of Hillsborough County's Neighborhood Stabilization Program is online. You can find links to that draft and to more information about the NSP on our website, wmnf.org/news. The public comment period closes on Sunday. The Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners will discuss the NSP during its November 6th meeting. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.